We are Naomi's parents. The whole family were at a scout and guide weekend, and one of the activities they laid on was archery, and it all started there. She was just 7 years old, and this may sound a bit daft, but she did show some distinct aptitude for the sport right from the start. When she was about 10 or 11, she started to shoot some very good scores for her age. I got a phone call from a lady who said, "We want Naomi in the English team in the Home Nations Championships." That was just out of the blue. That took me by surprise. That was her first taste of shooting for her country. And she was a very normal child. There was never a spare moment for Naomi.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time travelling. She would always use that time usefully. She never just sort of sat there and...
True. I mean, she would never look out the window of the car. She'd just sit in the back with her head buried in a book. I suppose that isn't entirely normal, really, is it? The Olympic Games are rather special. And we fully expected her to be selected for Athens. We heard on the radio that she'd got through to the last 16. And we decided there and then that we would go out and see her shoot the next match.
We just walked up to the gate, bought our ticket for £10 or something and stayed for the day. Then went home again.
Oh, it was fantastic. Sadly, she came up against the Korean lady who finally got the gold medal. But her final placing was 11th, which we thought was very creditable. We didn't go to Beijing.
We were getting up in the middle of the night, weren't we, to watch the television?
Yes. To be perfectly honest, my memories of Beijing are fairly well worn. She didn't shoot all that well. The whole team didn't shoot brilliantly.
Am I going mad? They very narrowly lost out. It was on the last arrow. There was only one point between the third place and the fourth place. Yes. Right. Oh, don't record this. It's very exciting. It suddenly comes home to you that, you know, it's real. It all seems, you know, a bit far off until you actually get there.
But we are hugely proud of her for making it.